Welcome to the Cascade PBS Ideas Festival podcast. I'm Paris Jackson, the host of the newsfeed on Cascade PBS and the host for this podcast. I'm excited to be back behind the microphone to bring you an exclusive listen inside the Cascade PBS Ideas Festival, formerly the Crosscut Ideas Festival. And if you're new here, you may be wondering what this festival is about. It's a one-day event that brings journalists, newsmakers, and innovators from around the country to Seattle to talk about relevant issues through engaging and insightful conversations. Now, I want you to hear from one of the organizers behind the festival, Cascade PBS Events Director Jake Newman. Hey, Jake.
Hi, Paris. Thanks for giving me a reason to get out of my sweatpants and come into the office.
I'm excited to talk to you because you are the guy in the building that is all hands on deck to make this festival happen. Some of the big names, whether we talk about journalists, newsmakers, innovators, are back. Tee us up to who are we going to hear from?
You know, we were talking about those media partnerships. So we've got folks from The Atlantic and The New Yorker, from Slate, The Wall Street Journal, coming in and doing live versions of their podcasts. So from a journalist side, these are like the top of the top.
The big kahunas.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my little bubble of sort of podcast geekiness, they are at least.
No, they are. I mean, I'm a podcast fanatic. So, I mean, these are the big players, like podcasts that millions of people tune into. So you're going to get a lot of ears hearing this content.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Right.
So on the sort of journalist side, we get that, right? And then, you know, on the guest side of things, I mean, I'm really excited to hear from Malcolm Gladwell, his sort of approach to taking a subject, looking back on it through a historical lens,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to being too engulfed in the moment of that conversation, I think will be really interesting, right? The same thing is really true with Heather Cox Richardson, right? She's a historian. One of the things that I think you'll find this year is that instead of a roster full of politicians who are gathered in the moment, have motivations around, you know, what comes next, well, we're taking a look backwards at some of the issues that are in the cultural conversation today.
Who are you wanting to, you know, get that autograph from, take that picture with from the lineup that we have that will be participating in the festival?
Paris, I love all my children the same.
Safe. So safe.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I'm a podcast geek. So like I get into these meetings to prep with the journalists and every one of them I'm geeked out and can't believe that I'm in conversation with.
Yeah.
I guess if I had to narrow it down, I would probably say Ta-Nehisi Coates. His book, Between the World and Me, made me cry, right? So I'm going to have to try to hold that back and be professional in front of him, but find a sneaky way to get an autograph too.
I like it. Again, 10 sessions, some big podcast partners from CNN to The Atlantic. People are going to get a wide breadth of information and being able to be engaged in that civil discourse.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that we kind of bring a community of people together, the folks who show up to the festival and then the folks who tune in to the podcasts, who watch the broadcast tapings that we'll put on a Cascade PBS, you know, they're all curious. They're all active. They're all engaged, like, with these conversations and the energy in the room and then the sort of virtual energy of everybody who's tuning in. It's exciting.
So our first episode is a live recording of CNN's Tug of War with host David Rind. He'll speak with journalist Nada Bashir about the crisis unfolding in the Middle East. Why these two on this particular topic?
Obviously, this is an issue that's top of mind for people, and there are a lot of different perspectives, strong opinions and feelings about what's going on over there. It's about what's happening today, but it's also about the history of that region. And if you think a lot about it, the ripple effects around the country and around the world. When I was trying to figure out how to approach the topic, what I didn't want to do is add to the noise of the debate. That's happening everywhere. I didn't feel comfortable deciding, you know, who on either side, if you will, best represented those ideas. This is complex stuff. So instead of going that route, I thought it would be interesting to bring in a journalist and have a conversation about what it's like as a journalist to cover this topic. So Nada Bashir is the international correspondent for CNN, also does a lot of work for PBS. And she's coming from London to talk about the difficulty in how to cover a story this complex. Because I think that's a point of view that we aren't hearing that can add some context to the way that we receive the facts. You know, the way that we understand what's going on is through the filter of news that we get. So let's hear from the journalists that are covering it, what that experience is like, instead of adding to the noise of the debate and the dialogue that's already happening. We already know that's going on, and this felt like the most responsible way to do something a little bit different for our audience at the festival.
Thank you so much for joining us on this new iteration of the Cascade PBS Ideas Festival podcast.
Thanks, Paris.
We'll release the full sessions from the festival right here every week starting May 13th. Again, our first episode will be the live recording of CNN's Tug of War with host David Rhine and guest Nada Bashir. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.